2 Timothy chapter 4, I'm going to read verses 6 through 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Notice what Paul said here. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Like we said in the song, there's going to be a time of our departure. But notice what he says. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Notice Paul says, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he died right then. I think he lived 3 or 4 more years later. But he felt that if he would have passed away, he had done what God had called him to do. One thing that bothers me, I see, especially when I preach revival meetings, I see one group of Baptists or people together maybe 4 years ago, and then 4 years later go back and just a handful of them are still there, and pretty much the congregation has been replaced. Now what happens? People have a tendency to give up. They do. They have a tendency to quit. And I don't know, it takes different things in their life to cause this. And my challenge to you this morning is 7 ways you can finish your course. I want to see every one of you in here never give up. Never quit. Keep on going. If God allows me a couple, 3 more years with you, whatever, I don't know. I want to see this same bunch plus some come like we have here this morning. I want you to know that we're living in a time when folks just throw in the towel. And most Baptists never finish. Hang on now, church. Most Baptists never finish. They quit before it's over. And Paul says, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. There's only a few that won't quit. Now watch this. You say, preacher, give me some ways that I can finish my course. Number one, simply start. Get saved. If you've never been born again, you can't start until you get saved. You may live, you may breathe, you may see, but unless you accept Christ as your Savior and you die before you get saved, you'll end up going to hell. You don't want that. God wants to use you. When God brought you into this world, you are not a mistake. You are not an accident. You weren't a just happen person. God brought you here for a reason. But He certainly did not bring you into this world to lose you, and you never have Him as part of your life, and never accept His Son, which is a gift to every man and every woman in this room. Jesus Christ died on that cross. He paid it all for your sins and mine. Every sin you've ever done in your life can be forgiven. You say, well, Brother Paul, I'm just not a person that commits a lot of sins. If you only committed one sin in your whole life, you'd still qualify to go to hell. It takes forgiveness. And Jesus Christ died on the cross to forgive you for every sin you've ever committed in your life. It's a shame when people live their life and never find time to experience this truth. God gave His Son because He loves you. God gave His Son because He wanted you. God gave His Son so you could begin starting something for Him in your life. But before you can start, you've got to get saved. So start. This is the best place to start in getting saved. You can't finish until you start. Then you begin your course. God puts you in a race. And you can't win until you enter the race. Try winning a race without entering. Try winning a basketball game without joining the team. And I want you to know when you start, you get saved, then you find out why God let you be born. It's more than just having a family. It's more than having goals. It's more than just having a good job. I want you to know God put you here to use you in whatever capacity He wants to use you in. I don't care how old you are. It may be that you would have power to be able to invite people to church. Maybe try to get people saved. You know, God gives gifts to every person in this room that's saved, but the problem is a lot of folks never find out what it is. Some folks is teaching. Some folks is ushering. Some folks is being a deacon. Some folks is preaching. I mean, God has something for you. Start. Get saved if you've never been saved. But if you've been born again, understand, before you can go any farther, start. So God can use you. Find out why you're here. I don't care how old you are. You say, Brother Paul, okay, I'm going to start. I've got some things I believe God wants me to do. All right, then start. Number two, expect trouble. You all with me so far? If you live for Jesus Christ, expect trouble. Amen? Expect somebody to criticize you. You're going to have some folks laugh at you. You're going to have some folks make fun of you. I mean, they're going to criticize you because they are really wanting to be like you. And they can't until they come and start. Amen? I'm talking about expect heartaches. You'll have heartaches in your life. Expect discouragement. The devil loves to discourage God's children. He loves to discourage you, to take away your thrill when it comes to the things you're trying to do for your Heavenly Father. Expect trouble. Expect temptations. There are going to be times you're going to be tempted just to get away. And that's what a lot of folks do. They succumb to temptation, then all of a sudden you can't find them anymore. God allows, you know, these temptations to come in your life. God allows criticism and discouragement. You know why He allows this? To see what you're made out of. To see if you give up. You say, Brother Paul, I'm not going to give up, but you're not having a lot of problems right now. A lot of times when folks have problems, that's when they give up. Do you have quit in you? Hang on now, church. Do you have giving up in you? You see, that's the problem. You know about these tropical depressions that are out there. We kind of hate when hurricane season comes. But a tropical depression gets out there. It's not really doing a lot of damage. It'll kick up a lot of rain, you know. It's a depression. But you know a lot of Baptists get spiritual depression. And it starts there. They get depressed spiritually. And I want you to know the devil doesn't care how you get discouraged. He doesn't care. As long as you get discouraged. But then what happens? Then all of a sudden that tropical depression turns into a tropical storm. And all of a sudden there it gets worse. And that's what happens in a Christian's life. A lot of times they'll start with a depression, spiritual depression, and then all of a sudden they'll have a spiritual tropical storm. And what happens? The winds pick up. The winds of gossip will pick up. That's when people will talk about you. It'll get worse and worse and worse. And you know that's why a lot of folks quit. Well, if people are going to talk about me, I'm just going to quit. I'd have quit a long time ago. You too, Brother Robert. People are going to talk sometime. Adversity may come. Criticism may come. But whatever it is, expect trouble. Today, if you decide I'm going to start doing something for the Lord in my life, it's not going to be easy. Expect trouble. Number three, seven things. Trust in the Lord. Why? You're His child. God saved you. He saved you for a purpose, like I said. You're His child. You trusted Him as Savior, didn't you? You trusted God to take away your sin. You trusted God's gift, His Son, Jesus Christ. You did that. Trust Him for the rest of your life. Amen? I believe God, not the experts. Amen? Y'all with me? Quit believing everything you hear on television. Quit believing everything people try to tell you because they think they got the answer. I believe God. I believe what God says when He says there's a hell. I believe there's a place that a man or woman goes to that has no time to accept Christ as Savior. I believe that. Now the experts may say, well, there ain't no such thing as a hell. But Jesus said there is. I believe the expert Jesus. Amen? Hey, I believe in heaven. I believe there's a place that we go to when we leave this old world. You can celebrate yourself home. You're going to go to heaven when you die. Jesus Christ has created a place for you. He's got a place for you to live when you get to heaven. He's got a mansion waiting for you. I believe the Bible. I believe you. I'm trying to tell you, trust the one you trusted for salvation. You start something for the Lord, expect trouble yet, but then start trusting the Lord like you never have before. I believe in hell. I believe what the Bible says about heaven. I believe people are lost without Christ. I believe all men are sinners in this room. I don't believe there's a perfect man, a perfect woman in this room. I believe every man and every woman in here is a sinner. But I'm thankful to tell you, I believe Jesus Christ loves everyone in this room. And He'll save anybody. Amen? I don't care what you've done. Praise the Lord. Not only that, but I believe in the great white throne judgment. I believe one day people that reject Jesus Christ are going to stand before God and give an account why they didn't want Jesus Christ. I believe in the judgment seat of Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. That you and I that are saved are going to have to stand before God to give an account for the works that we did for Him. Amen? And not only that, but I believe in Jonah and the whale. Amen. You say, wait a minute, isn't that impossible for a whale to swallow Jonah and then all of a sudden puke him out? I believe the Bible. Amen. God made the whale. God can work it out. He's God. He created this world in 6 days. I'm trying to say, believe God. Trust Him. I can't understand quitting. I just can't, Brother Robert. I can't understand folks that want to give up and quit. There's no excuse for it. You say, well, maybe somebody hurt my feelings in this church. You come to a church, you're going to get your feelings hurt sometimes. You're married, your wife hurts your feelings sometimes. Now, you men, never hurt her feelings. Ain't that right? Amen? No, I'm kidding. I'm trying to say, what do? You keep on going. You don't give up. I'm trying to tell you this morning, what we need to do is trust Him. Completely. Amen. That leads to number 4. Realize who you belong to. You belong to Him. He bought you with a price. When Jesus Christ saved your soul, He bought you with His blood. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Amen. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, He bought you. Amen. He paid for you. Amen. He paid a price. He paid a price for every man and every woman in this room. Amen. Realize who you belong to. You don't belong to the world. You belong to Him. Amen. Amen. When He said, you have no right to give up, to ever quit. There's, you folks that are in this room today, this ought to be a day that you say, from here on out, I'm making up my mind, I'm going forward for the Lord, no matter what. Instead of getting a weak time in your life, we all have those things, and then throw in the towel. You have no right to quit. He doesn't quit on you. Amen? You have no right to do your own thing. You don't, because you belong to Him. Amen? Paul wasn't a dropout. Baptists are filled with dropouts. Check it out. Go with me sometime on these revivals, and they asked me back a few years later. Bunch of dropouts. Something happened. Somebody said something, or something didn't work out in their life, or they got some problems in their life. That's life. Amen. We're all the time going to have something like that. Don't you ever be a dropout. Amen. Make up your mind. I will not be a dropout. Let's have everybody say that together. I will not be a dropout. One more time like you mean it now. I will not be a dropout. Amen. That sounded good. That's better. I hope you meant that, because there's going to be, because you said that. Because you just said that and the devil heard it, God heard it, the devil's going to try to do everything to cause you to be a dropout. You watch it. He hates you, but God loves you, and God saved you, and one day He's going to let you go to heaven. Amen? Baptist churches, however, are filled with dropout. Don't you be a dropout church member. Don't you let sin cause you to drop out. Now, here's another thing. Just because you're saved doesn't mean sometimes you're not going to mess up. Not that you're not going to sin. Just because you're saved doesn't mean you're not going to lose your temper and say a cuss word. Y'all with me so far? Of course, no one in here has ever done that. Oh, okay. I know that none of you this past week said a cuss word. Well, oh, as I hear somebody clear their throat over there. I'm trying to say you're not perfect. But Jesus Christ died for the imperfect. And if you're here today and you've never been saved, I'm not telling you if you get saved that you'll always do right. Because we're human beings. But don't let sin cause you to be a dropout. Don't let discouragement cause you to be a dropout. Don't let heartaches. Don't let criticism. Don't let gossip. Don't let fatigue cause you to be a dropout. We all get tired. All right, number five. Become a servant. You say, what do you mean? I don't want to be a servant to anybody. You ought to want to be a servant to your Heavenly Father. Amen? Keep on serving. Quit thinking about yourself. Amen? It's okay. It's okay. There's life in this church. Amen. Keep on serving. Quit thinking about yourself. Let me say it again. Don't just keep on serving. Don't quit thinking about yourself. Amen. You say, I'm tired. Quit thinking about yourself. You say, I'm aggravated. Quit thinking about yourself. If you look long enough, watch it now, you can find a doctor in Slidell to tell you to quit. You pay him enough money, and he'll say, you get away from that church over there. Don't you go hear old Dabdu preach. He'll get you all fired up. Quit! And somebody will give him a check for a couple of $100 because they heard the word quit. Let me tell you something. The best place you can be is where you're at right now. This is an old-fashioned Bible-believing church that loves people, that loves each other. And instead of going to a doctor that you'll pay a bunch of money to tell you to quit, why don't you go to Dr. Jesus? You're tired and discouraged sometimes. Stay in there. Look what He did for you. He took you like you were. A stinking, dirty, good-for-nothing sinner. And He took you and He did not turn you down. And He saved you. He washed you in His blood. He put your name down in the roll book in heaven. That's what He did. So we have no right to say, I had enough, I quit. He said this to me, I quit. She said this to me. Oh, they looked at me kind of funny. I'll tell you what, we Baptists look for every little reason to quit. I'm challenging you today, never give in. Amen? All right, number six. Realize that He's with you. He's with you for the trip. Now, when you go forward, He goes with you. Now, He doesn't go backwards. Now, hang on. Matthew 28, the Bible says, go ye into all the world, preaching the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the Holy Spirit. And I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. He goes with you. So whatever you try to do for the Lord Jesus Christ, He goes with you. When you quit and regress, all right, He loves you, He saved you, but He's not going backwards. He'll go forward in your life. Jesus always stands beside those that don't give up and don't quit. The number seven, after all this, you say, I qualify, I'm in all six of these, Brother Paul. Then number seven, don't become cocky. You didn't expect that one, did you? Don't become cocky now, you know. Let me tell you why. It's a privilege to be used of God. It's a privilege. I've been your pastor going on 31 years. That's a privilege. You know, I tell Laura, I said, they could have gotten rid of me a long time ago, but they put up with me all these years. Amen? I thank you. I appreciate that. I hope I haven't deprived you of a great preacher. I'm trying to say, I think like that because I'm so thankful that the fact that I've been used here at Ridge Memorial Baptist Church, and many of you have been coming for years, and I thank God for it. It's a privilege to be used. Never forget where God found you. Some of you, He found the bar room. Some of you, He found taking dope. Some of you, He found in the place of where you shouldn't be. I'll put it that way. I'm trying to tell you, God found every one of us somewhere. Amen? And always remember, don't become cocky, because you are what you are by the grace of God. As long as you do these seven things right here, God will bless you, and you keep on going for Him. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's not. But you ought to make up your mind from this day forward, nothing is going to change me. I'm going forward for the Lord. So let me review. I said number one, start. Number two, expect trouble. Number three, trust in the Lord. Number four, realize you belong to Him. Number five, become a servant. Number six, realize the Lord is with you. And number seven, don't become cocky. Those seven things there will keep you going till you pass away and go to heaven. Amen? If you're not saved, though, you got to start. Get saved. Can't start better than that one. And once God saves you, He'll show you what He wants you to do. I'm not saying everybody's to preach. I'm not saying everybody's to teach. But you're not an accident. And God brought you here. It has something for your life. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I hope that this message was a blessing to you. And if God spoke to your heart about anything, of course,